Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Well, that's a process. I don't think there's a specific answer to that, to be honest with you. I think, you know, this is going to take time. We're going to have to get to know each other. And then through that process, you know, the focus will be on that, finding out, dialing into what he does best, and then matching that with the other 10 guys on the field and what they do best. But definitely not a direct answer to that one right now.
It's a Wu-Tang Wednesday here on the Lawrence Holmes Show. I'm Anthony here and filling in for Lawrence Holmes. Let's go out to the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas hotline. Home of the world's largest sports book. And that's where we will find Anthony Tresh of Pro Football Focus, PFF College. You can find Anthony on Twitter at PFF_Anthony. And the question that was just asked there by Bears offensive coordinator Luke Getsy is essentially, what is Justin Fields good at? That's what the Bears will have to figure out with this new regime. Anthony Tresh has a sense for that as he has been posting in the social media sphere. Anthony, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Outstanding. And I'm looking forward to this conversation because, you know, I spent a lot of time in the years that Matt Nagy was here as the Bears coach saying, man, they just, for whatever reason, they are not playing to the strengths of their QB. It was Mitch Trubisky for a few seasons. Last season, it was Justin Fields. And now there's a new regime to come in. And they're at least so far saying the right things about trying to play to the strengths of the quarterback. But Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy said that sometimes too. Well, what is the sense that you've been able to glean for just kind of starting off with the clean pocket aspect of things? So there were times when Justin Fields had a clean pocket. What were some of your observations of his play in those moments?
Yeah, I mean, and this is why I'm very bullish on Justin Fields moving forward and why I think Chicago has their guy. I think Justin Fields will be, you know, that franchise quarterback this franchise has been longing for a long time. You know, for most rookies, you see those, I would say, boneheaded type of mistakes, right? You know, even in clean pockets. You know, we saw Trevor Lawrence go through that this past year. We've seen pretty much every rookie go through that, right? With Justin Fields, that didn't really happen, right? I mean, he made the right decisions when he was kept clean, free from pressure. We really never saw those bad decisions. And you go back to his days at Ohio State, that's one of his biggest strengths, right? He always had a low turnover-worthy throw rate when going downfield because he knew how to take good care of the football. Now, if you go into Premium Stats Center database, you'll see that Justin Fields has a high turnover-worthy play rate from his rookie season, but those are mostly fumbles. You know, when you're looking at when he's in rhythm, you know, and he's in a clean pocket, his turnover-worthy play rate's around 1%. And that's one of the best in the NFL, actually, second behind only Kyler Murray when in rhythm. So that's the stat right there that I think a lot of Bears fans really need to be excited about because that shows that he is a good decision maker. And two, he has the special arm talent, right? He can still deliver on those big-time throws and really elevate Luke Getsy's offense. You know, I'm curious to see kind of what route he goes into. You know, is he going to kind of, you know, really hone in on rhythm? And I mentioned that in an article over at PFF.com, you know, because that's been a big thing, is just the classic fundamentals. And, you know, you go back to the last couple of years of Aaron Rodgers, and I'm sorry to say that name, you know, Chicago radio here, but, you know, why he won the MVP the last couple of years is because, you know, he was more willing to play in rhythm, right? He wasn't relying on his play outside of the structure of the offense. And with Justin Fields, he has that playmaking ability, and he's a fantastic athlete. We've seen, you know, some of those throws that he made outside of the pocket on the run, you know, over the last few weeks of the season. Those were special throws. But at the same time, you don't really want to lean on those types of plays. You don't want to lean on his scrambling ability because, you know, you pull all those plays together, it's still an inefficient offense, right? You want him to get in rhythm with the offense and get rid of the ball a little bit quicker, you know, be a little bit more decisive in the decision-making. And that's what I'm kind of curious to see, if Getsy's going to kind of keep on that trend, or if he's going to attack the downfield passing ability of him as well in there, as, and kind of change some of his aspects of the offense. But hey, regardless, there's plenty of reason to be excited about what's going on in Chicago and with the Chicago Bears moving forward with Justin Fields at the helm.
I see where, as you posted a couple of days ago, where he was amongst the top four in the NFL in big-time throw rate. How is something like that gauged when PFF is evaluating quarterback play?
Yeah, so when we say big-time throws, those are our highest graded throws, right? So we have a grading scale on a play-for-play basis, ranging from -2 to +2. And anything above a +1, that's a big-time throw. Anything below a -1, that's a turnover-worthy play. And so you look at these big-time throws, and they are as they sound, right? Those are the kind of throws when you're looking and you're watching and you say, all right, your jaw kind of drops sometimes, or you say, that was a nice throw right there, right? Those special dimes downfield. And, you know, not every big-time throw is completed. We've seen some of Justin Fields this past year that weren't completed, right? Some of his best throws. And that still goes into the PFF grading system, and that still goes down as a positive play if the receiver dropped it. And that's why, I'm biased here, but that's why PFF grading is important there. And so when you look at those big time throws, I mean, those are, you know, very, it says a lot about the type of quarterback that you have. And you look at what Chicago's had as of late, they just have not had that downfield passing element, right? I mean, even when Andy Dalton is on the field, you know, that's a big red flag in this game, is that, you know, he can hit the underneath throws, but he can't produce anything downfield. So you're lacking that explosive element. And they've been missing that for a while. And Justin Fields can provide that, right? And so when you're looking at how he does that in rhythm, and, you know, I did have a tweet, you know, going back to that Pittsburgh game, I think that was probably one of the best performances I saw from a rookie this past year. And it was just because of the sheer amount of those big-time throws that he had in that game, right? And, you know, it's rare to see a rookie, you know, come in right away and deliver on those. And you saw that from Justin Fields.
And with the way that the offense had been previously structured, and, you know, the entire sports world kind of came down on Matt Nagy and the Bears for the game plan they deployed in Fields' first start against Cleveland, that they did attempt to adjust things with some more run-pass balance, with some more consistent movement of the pocket. How do those two things work together, especially for a younger quarterback, to be able to get him on the move? Because the clean pocket is one thing. I mean, the accuracy that he has on intermediate and deep passes, that certainly stood out in college, and he had those flashes last year. For this new regime, do you see getting Justin Fields on the move and having that as a consistent part of the offense? Is that a piece of the equation that can make him more successful?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I did mention, too, you know, on that article over at BFF.com, his outside the pocket pass rate over the last 5 weeks, it was the highest in the NFL. It was in the 90s, the elite level. And that's hard. That's really rare to see. And that's definitely one of Justin Fields' greatest strengths. And I definitely think this new regime is going to incorporate that. And I will give the, you know, Matt Nagy the benefit of the doubt, because, you know, they were from behind at times, and, you know, he probably played a part in that sometimes, but you kind of lose those elements, right? You can't call those plays maybe that you wanted to, those play action passes, because you're in obvious passing situations. You're not going to sell anything with that. So you can't dial those plays up. But I do think that they're going to be in a better position to integrate those, especially early on in the game. I think that's something that needs to happen, you know, needs to change from last year. You know, even too, in just utilizing his mobility, right? You know, I think we're going to see more play action concepts, more play action rollouts, but we're also going to see some more designed rushes. And, you know, I know Justin Fields was banged up a little bit this past year at times and maybe couldn't be utilizing the ground as much as they would want it to, but still, it could have been a little bit more, right? I mean, it could have been a little bit more than 27 designed carries on over 600 snaps, right? And so I do think that, this regime is going to cater to their players' strengths, right? And that's the most important aspect of coaching, right? You never want to automatically come in and point at the players and say, I'm going to teach you to play my system and my system only. I don't care what your strengths are. We're going to build your strengths up to this system, right? That's not how it is. It's how it used to be. It's about catering to your player strengths. And I definitely think they're going to do that with Justin Fields. You know, just hearing Luke Getsy, the way he has talked in the past, you know, even talking with him with Aaron Rodgers, you know, you can definitely see he's going to prioritize that. And even with the comments that you played before I hopped on here, that shows that right there. So I'm excited to see what he dials up for.
Anthony Tresh, my guest here on the Lawrence Holmes Show. Anthony Heron filling in for Lawrence Holmes, and Anthony of PFF and PFF College. You can find him on Twitter at @PFF_Anthony. Joining me right now on the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas hotline. And obviously, I've used PFF and PFF College so much in the midst of broadcasts and television and radio over the years. And obviously, a lot of it is subjective, but then it's still a useful tool just in helping to evaluate what we're seeing. And I'm wondering, you know, something like when Justin Fields was coming out of Ohio State, because I've covered all his games at OSU and now covers games with the Bears, and my evaluation was just in seeing that accuracy, intermediate and deep, and like you're talking about, from a clean pocket. But the concern that I had there that showed up during his rookie season as well was the quickness of read, you know, the ability to he rarely got fooled, but it did take that additional moment. He didn't strike me as the most anticipatory thrower, but once it's there in a clean pocket, he can get it there as well as anyone. What is your experience just in evaluating this, of how much? Because NFL quarterbacks aren't always going to operate from a clean pocket. So the ability to quicken the timing of getting the ball out of his hands, is that something you tend to see young quarterbacks grow with?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Fields' tendency is that he's always looking for that downfield play, right? He's looking for the home run. And, you know, in Ohio State's offense, exactly. Yeah, in Ohio State's offense, I mean, a lot of the times it was there because, I mean, he was surrounded by NFL talent and two wide receivers that are going to go, you know, probably in the first round here in a couple of months. And then we'll see if one of them slides to Chicago in round two. But, yeah, he was always looking for the downfield play, right? And he needs to learn to take what the defense gives him underneath, right? And, you know, that was a big thing, too. Even Matt Nagy, when they first drafted him, that was the biggest issue that he had and what they needed to work on in the offseason and leading up to the season. And, you know, we didn't see that issue fully fleshed out, right? He still had one of the longest average time to throws in the NFL. And, you know, when you get under – when you hold onto the ball for a little bit longer at the NFL, you're going to be in a lot more pressure. And when you get these defensive linemen that are bigger, faster, stronger, smarter – it's going to be a little bit harder to evade them, and then it's going to kind of rattle you a little bit and make the right decision. You know, that's where we saw some of the fumbles, too, occur. And, you know, with the issues with Justin Fields was the fumbling this past year in those muddy pockets. That's where it started to show. And, you know, that's why I kind of mentioned, I alluded to it a little bit ago with Luke Getsy and how important he thinks rhythm is. I think that's going to significantly help Justin Fields in developing, right? And, you know, I don't think it's so much the – you know, I know a lot of people, you know, said he was a one-read quarterback or something like that throughout the last pre-draft process. And I don't think he's a one-read quarterback by any means. I just think he is, you know, a quarterback that knows he has a big arm. He has an exceptional arm, one of the best arms, I would say, you know, for a younger quarterback, you know, in the league. And he wants to utilize that. He's always looking for that home run. And, you know, when that's taken away, then you have to quickly find something. And by that time, your check down against zone, it's already getting snuffed out. It's no longer there. You're not going to fully maximize that. And you got to run around and use your legs. And that's when some of the ugly moments can happen, right? And so I do think with younger quarterbacks, you do tend to see that. And you tend to see them take a lot more sacks than they should. And we did see that with Justin Fields at Ohio State, too. And so I think this is, you know, this whole thing and all the stuff I just said, I still think that's going to be something that's in his game. That's just the way he plays the game. I don't think that you can completely reverse it. And, you know, at the same time, he still gives you that playmaking ability, like I said, that kind of counteracts it. I do think it's going to be more improved on, so it's not as much of an issue as it was during his rookie campaign.
Similar to Russell Wilson, would that be a fair comp of the type, the style of quarterback you're talking about? Well, Wilson at this point in his career will still hold the ball at times, but will throw an outstanding deep ball that can get there on time, in rhythm, with accuracy. But ball's going to get held at times. Is that a guy who's maybe been around the block longer but still maybe has some of those tendencies? Would Russell Wilson be a decent comp for that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, actually, as soon as Chicago made the trade up, and made the pick last year, immediately wrote an article and said Justin Fields is a bigger, faster, stronger Russell Wilson, in my opinion. And I think this is a franchise-altering move for the better. I think that's a fantastic comp, and Russell Wilson is a fantastic quarterback, right? You know, significantly better than, you know, anything Chicago's had, you know, over the last couple of decades. So I think that's a perfect comp for Justin Fields' play, right? I think, you know, with Russell Wilson, he's still doing the same stuff, but, you know, he's still, you know, playing at a fairly reasonable level, you know, with the exception of this past year when he kind of, you know, rushed back through an injury, and that's a whole other can of worms. But no, I 100% agree with you.
Joe Burrow is a name that folks have, especially here, and I suppose all around the National Football League, when you look at what Cincinnati was, and in his rookie years playing pretty well, and then he gets hurt, and now this season just kind of consistently ascends throughout the year to the point where the Bengals end up appearing in the Super Bowl. What can Bears fans, what can those who are so hopeful about Justin Fields' development from year one to year two, what can be gleaned from looking at what Joe Burrow was able to accomplish in his second season with the Cincinnati Bengals team that really isn't much more gifted than what the Bears have to work with here in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, for starters, it'd be great if they could get, you know, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave to team up with Justin Fields. I don't think either of them are going to be, you know, Jamar Chase type of impact, but that would be a great start, right? But no, I mean, it's the biggest thing with Joe Burrow, the biggest reason for his leap, I think the impact of Jamar Chase was definitely there. But, you know, just the composure and the calmness, and that's where you kind of see the Joe Cool, you know, stuff, right, with Joe Burrow. You know, just what he can do under duress and kind of makes him go out there and make a play. But also his processing, you know, that's the biggest thing. The biggest thing with the quarterback position is still in between the ears, right? And Joe Burrow has that. And I still think Justin Fields has that. I don't think that's, you know, something that anyone should be concerned about long-term with him. I thought that was a little bit, you know, overblown in the pre-draft process. And ultimately, I think that's a big reason why he slid a little bit in the NFL draft. And I think Chicago should be elated that he slid and they were able to jump up and get him, because if it were my shoes, if I were San Francisco at number three, I would have taken Justin Fields, right? You know, and so I think with Joe Burrow, it's just looking at the calmness, right? It's just, you know, he's not too, you know, panicky in the moment. And I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, just the way he can read and process defenses is a big thing there. So, you know, Joe Burrow got, you know, he has the arm talent there. You know, he's a very accurate quarterback, and that's Justin Fields. And, you know, while Justin Fields didn't really have the accuracy numbers we were expecting this year, that's not something I'd be concerned about, because, you know, like you said, you know, when you're watching him at Ohio State, that's the biggest thing that jumped out, the accuracy, right? And, you know, we have plenty of data to show that he is a very accurate quarterback. He just needs to be in a much, much better situation, because I don't think anybody's arguing the situation this past year with them in Chicago just really wasn't one of the best in the NFL.
So is there an offense that you see in the National Football League that you feel like, you know, through the Luke Getsy lens, where you're saying, all right, we're this blank canvas in Chicago, and who knows what we're going to run? We're just going to figure out what suits Justin Fields best. Is there, as you look around the NFL, is there a system that you see folks running where you say, you know what, that would be a good comp? Is there a quarterback in a place or weaponry or just a game plan for an NFL offense that you think that's what the Bears should look to model themselves after for Fields?
Yeah, I do think, you know, the elements of what Getsy comes from in Green Bay, I think that definitely would work with Justin Fields. But, you know, one offense in particular, and, you know, I got to give credit to one of our podcasts here, you know, at PFS called Too High with Seth Galina and Deontay Lee, two of the smartest football minds you know, I've ever talked to, right? And I highly recommend going to check them out on Twitter and over at PFF.com. You know, they're talking about this as well and just really utilizing his downfield arm talent. And, you know, I think Kevin Stefanski offense in Cleveland, the way they, you know, they mix in play action concepts, right, built off the wide zone, you know, the stretch zone plays, I think that would be, you know, some good elements to bring in right there, because not only does that utilize, you know, Justin Fields' arm talent, but it also protects him from pressure, because it takes those true pass sets away from the offensive line. You know, they don't have a chance to lose those one-on-one battles. And, you know, as we saw this past year, the offensive line, it was a rather big issue, right? And so, but definitely when you look back at Justin Fields' rookie campaign, I think the number one of the first things that's going to come to mind is that Cleveland game. Because I still remember back to that game just the day after. I'm like, I can't believe this happened. But, you know, it's just those elements, removing those true pass sets, protecting the offensive line. And it's definitely going to be better next year when they have, because they're going to bring in other players. They're going to develop the young talent they have, like Tevin Jenkins, the second-round pick from last year. And so it's going to be better, but it's still not going to be the cream of the crop, right? So I think, you know, utilizing elements of Kevin Stefanski's offense, I think that would do wonders for not just Justin Fields, but really everybody on the entire offensive side of the ball.
Lots of reason for Bears fans to be eager, to be intrigued, to be even excited. And now that the offseason is here, we'll see what kind of weaponry they end up adding around Justin Fields. I see a few texts that have been coming in on the text line as well. I get a chance to address a little bit of that with what the Bears fans are intrigued about for what they may do heading towards the draft here. But if anything, folks, make sure you follow Anthony Tresh because he breaks this thing down, evaluates it as well as anyone there at Pro Football Focus. Really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right, that is Anthony Tresh of PFF, PFF College, Pro Football Focus. He is on Twitter at @PFF_Anthony, Senior College Analyst with Pro Football Focus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.